Hi there, it's Bruce Cameron and the program Come All Ye. Welcome along for another program of folk music right here on Community Radio 2MCE. We have a featured album today from Norwich in East Anglia and lots more besides. We'll start with a set of Shetland reels played by the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club with a couple of Shetlanders visiting. Wonderful fiddle player Chris Stout and the harp player Katrina Mackay, who joined the Melbourne Fiddle Club for this recording. Recorded very much live. That's the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club with a couple of very important guests joining them there. The fiddler Chris Stout and the harpist Katrina Mackay from Shetland. Those tunes came from Shetland as well. Da Fustra, Lucky Can Do Link Oni and Ginny Shock de Bern. They're the names. The Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club have been around well over 25 years, founded by fiddle player Judy Turner and her partner Neil Adam in more recent years. Neil Adam not playing fiddle, but he plays guitar and sings. And sometimes on their albums you'll hear Neil Adam singing one of his songs. Well, Judy and Neil have also recorded as a duo. often with friends helping them out. They recorded an album called The Keys to the Field, and on it you'll find this song, Underground Mutton and Kwandong Jam. Now, underground mutton, you could probably work out, is rabbit.
Toss a coin, boys, for one of you must stay. There's only one of you can join me all along the traveller's way. But we both were hoping, as the coin flew from his hand, for underground mutton and Kwandong jam. So I was 10 years old when he first took me on the road, and I struggled to keep up with him as down the hills we strode. We spent the night in travellers' camps and we traversed the land, looking for underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took on the high road and then we took on the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. We worked the berry harvest in the hills out to the east. We walked all through the winter's rain and through the summer's heat. He posted home a fiver from the store at Sylvan Dam. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took on the high road and then we took on the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, and we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. That old traveller sitting dead beside the road. Dad said, when my turn comes, that's how I'd like to go, with my coat around my shoulders and my cap in my hand, dreaming of underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took on the high road and then we took on the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. And first we took on the high road and then we took on the low, and I would follow after him wherever he would go. Our day's work here or there, we didn't give a damn. We lived on underground mutton and Kwandong jam. We lived on underground mutton and jam.
Life on the Road. Neil Adam, originally, as you could probably tell from the accent, from the UK. And just as an aside, I like to remind people occasionally, he was in the group Silly Wizard at the time they recorded the theme to this program. Not that they recorded it for that reason. It's on their first album. But Neil was only 17, so he didn't get credited as a musician on the album, which seems a bit stiff. I think he's forgiven them, but he did make it known to me that he was on the album, for which I thanked him, because I've been using that as the theme to this program since 1978. The tune, I'm sure you know, well, maybe you don't. It's called the Heron Election Jig. I'll just play a bit of it just to remind you. Mm-hmm. that's the Heron Election Jig, which you hear every week on this program as the opening theme. Anyway, moving on. That was Neil Adam and Judy Turner with Underground Mutton and Kwandong Jam. Here's a set of tunes from a group called Gal Era. The Gal bit is Galicia, and Era, the I-R-E, logically enough, is Irish. So this is called Polkas Galegas. We'll hear Polka na Era, Pasa Corridoros Marignan number 2, and Polka the Via Garcia. So this group is mostly Galician musicians with a couple of others.
Thank you.
set of polkas from the group Aaron and the album Galera. I think I got that slightly confused before I played that track. Polka na Ira, Pasa Corredoras, Maranan number 2, Polka the Via Garcia, bringing it to a conclusion. The third one and final tune, probably more familiar than most of the others. Good music. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here is a very old and very well-known Scottish folk song.
There's a lilt in the song I sing. There's a laughter and love. There's a tan from the sea and blue from heaven above. Of reason there's none, and why should there be for by? But the fire in the blood and toes and a light in the eye. Er fa la la lo, er o, er fa la la le. Er fa la la lo. We bloom, the myrtle is sweet. There's a song in the air, the rose, a song at our feet. So step it along, as light as a bird on the wing. And stepping along, we'll join our voices and sing. Er-fa-la-la-lo, her-o, er-fa-la-la-le. Fa-la-la-lo, hurrah! Skin be white or black as the snow. Of kith and of kin, we are one, be it right, be it wrong. If only our hearts be true to the lilt of the song. Er fa la la lo, her o, er fa la la le. Er fa la la lo.
The McCalmans and Er Fa-la-la-lo. A little bit nationalistic, but one of those songs that people would sing around the campfire or tramping along out in the hills, that kind of stuff. Very old song. Now I'm going to play two tracks by the Pie Eaters. The Pie Eaters are Alan Musgrove and Robert Stevens. Alan Musgrove, a frequent visitor to the airwaves on this program, and he's recorded a couple of albums with Robert Stevens in recent years. This, I think, was their second together, Many a Year, it's called. The first tune, or the first track, is Five and a Zack. Then we'll hear some tunes.
Crossed a few stiles, I've been round the world there and back. But there's one place I struck between here and Haysbrook. They stung me for five and a zack. That timekeeper there with his sanctifier there, he's a Salvation Army Lance Jack. On his corner, I play in the streets, but he stuck me for five at a zack. Now the job's at an end, and I'm capped in the bend. But they stung me for five at a zack. May that timekeeper stand in his Aunt Sally band and blow till his eyeballs turn black. May each note of his cornet turn into a hornet and sting him for five at a zack. Below, and I never intend to come back. On me tombstone you'll find these words underlined. They stung me for five at a zack.
Thank you.
Colin Musgrove and Robert Stevens on Piana. Set of three tunes, Charlie's New England Schottische, Goodbye Katie, and Harry Cotter's Schottische. Charlie's New England Schottische, well, the Charlie in question was Charlie Kyle, fiddle player from Nulla Nulla Creek up near Kempsey in mid-north coast of New South Wales, about 30 k's inland from there. That's Nulla Nulla, or Nulla Valley, as it's known. And Goodbye Katie from Joe Cashmere, who came from somewhere out near Hilston, again in New South Wales. And the third one, Harry Cotter's Schottische, didn't have a name. Well, Harry Cotter did, so they called it Harry Cotter's Schottische. Harry Cotter was from Bynalong, again in New South Wales. All from an album which I like quite a lot. It's called Many a Year by that duo, Alan and Robert, who call themselves the Pie Eaters. Now, featured album time, folks. Today's featured album is called Waterbound, and we'll get to that song. There's a few different songs and tunes with that name, but as I said, we'll get to it. I'm going to play a song called 7 Years first. The group is Christina Alden, Alex Patterson and Noel Dashwood. They perform as Alden, Patterson and Dashwood. Christina Alden plays guitar, Alex Patterson plays fiddle and shruti box. Noel Dashwood plays dobro. The fact that he plays dobro gives a little bit of an indication that these people maybe are into Americana a bit. They come from Norwich in England. Bit of bluegrass, bit of that kind of Americana stuff, and quite a good trio singing as well. Here's, yeah, as I said, a song called 7 Years. It's an adaptation of an older song called The Rambling Sailor, and Christine Alden takes the lead.
I've sailed the sea for 7 long years. 7 long years I've sailed the sea. But the storm and the sail have carried me far, far from my home and away to war. But the northerly wind will carry us home. The northerly wind will carry us home. 7 years to save me.
There we go, the first track from the featured album. It's called Waterbound by the trio, Christina Olden, Alex Patterson and Noel Dashwood, who come from Norwich in East Anglia in England. They write a fair proportion of material on the album, and that which they didn't write, they've adapted from older, mostly Americana traditions. More from them in just a little while. We'll stay in England for the next couple of tracks. I'll play two tracks from a group I haven't really featured for a while. The album is called To the Ground and the group is called Kerfuffle. I'm going to play an old tune called Bonaparte's Retreat, which they've done a bit of work on. They learned this version more or less from the playing of Dave Swarbrick. Then a song called Two Sisters, which is based on a version by George Fradley of Derbyshire. It's a child ballad, so it's pretty old. But first, Bonaparte's Retreat.
My love, press true to me. Oh, Miller, I'll give you guineas 10. Bow down. took him and then he pushed her in again, singing, I'll prove it's true to my love proves true to me. To my love is my love, proves true to me. I'll prove it's true to my love proves true to me.
The voice of Hannah James, who also plays accordion on the album. Hannah James joined that group, Kerfuffle, when she was about 13 years old. She was only about 17 or 18 when they recorded that album. Before the Two Sisters, we heard Bonaparte's Retreat, which was pretty much a magnum opus by the fiddle player Sam Sweeney, played fiddle and viola and triple tracked that tune. Sam Sweeney, still very active. Well, they're all still very active, but Sam Sweeney and his brother Tom, who played bass guitar, became very well known not long after that album came out. Jamie Roberts was the other member who played guitars, mandola, ukulele and trombone. That's Kerfuffle. So I don't know whether it was fair playing them straight after a track from the featured album, but anyway, we'll get back to the featured album in just a little while. But first, what I think is pretty much the best version of this that I've heard. Very emotive voice, James Keelahan, and the song The Constant Lovers.
One night as I wandered down by the seashore, where the wind and the waves and the white billows roar, I heard a strange voice make a terrible sound. Was the wind and the waves, the echoes all around, crying, oh, my love is gone. Youth I adore, and he's drowned, and I never will see him no more. She'd a voice like a nightingale, skin like a dove, and the song that she sang, it was all about love. And I asked her to marry me, please. But the answer she gave, my love's drowned in the sea. Oh, my love is gone. He's the youth I adore. Drowned, and I never will see him no more. Then I told her I'd gold and silver beside, and a coach and six horses with me she could ride. No, I never shall marry, nor yet make a wife. Constant and true I'll remain all the days I have life, crying, oh, my love is gone. He's the youth I, I never shall see him. Then she spread her arms wide. She made a great leap from the cliffs that were high to the billows so deep, crying, rocks of the ocean shall make me bed, and ships of the sea shall sail over my head. Oh, my love is gone. He's the youth I and I never shall see him no more. Six bells they appear when the moon it is full and the sky is clear. These two constant lovers with all their young charms roll over and over in each other's arms, crying, oh, my I know he's drowned and I never shall see him no more.
Interesting song, isn't it? The Constant Lovers. It sort of has a happy ending in that they're rolling in each other's arms. Minor problem is they're dead. Anyway, there's what I think is the best version I have, anyway, in my collection, of that song from James Keelahan, Canadian singer-songwriter, although he didn't write that. The album is called A Few Simple Verses, and it's a ripper. Elon Pipes joined the program now. I don't play a lot of tracks just featuring Elon Pipes, but I'm going to play this one because the fellow playing it, I reckon, is going to be very big. His name's Sean McKeown, son of Gabriel McKeown, who was, well, I think you've heard him on the program playing in a duo with a fiddle player from Dublin, Liam O'Connor. Anyway, this is his son, Sean, playing pipes. The track is called The Salamanca, but you get two tunes, The Salamanca and Trim the Velvet. Thank you. very muscular approach to playing. That's Sean McKeown and the Salamanca and Trim the Velvet from an album called Salamanca, Dublin, Elan Piper, and he is very good. Back to the featured album now. This is a song which you would say you've heard before on the program because it's called Waterbound, and there are various interpretations or various pieces of music with that title. This is probably the oldest one. This is not the, who was it? Dirk Powell, not his version, but an older, almost bluegrass version. Alden, Patterson and Dashwood are the artists, an unaccompanied song featuring them.
Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina.
Chickens are crowing in the old pine tree. Chickens are crowing in the old pine tree.
Chickens are crowing in the old pine tree. Way down in North Carolina.
Say, old man, I want your daughter. Say, old man, I want your daughter.
Say, old man, I want your daughter. Way down in North Carolina.
Tell me, boy, what you want her for. Tell me, boy, what you want her for.
Tell me, boy, what you want her for. Way down in North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina.
To break my bread and share my water. Break my bread and share my water.
Break my bread and share my water. Way down in North Carolina.
The old man's mad and I don't care. The old man's mad and I don't care.
The old man's mad and I don't care. As long as I get his daughter.
If you don't let her go, we're gonna run away. If you don't let her go, we're gonna run away.
If you don't let her go, we're gonna run away. Oh, back to North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina. Get up, Jenny, and let's go home. Get up, Jenny, and let's go home. Get up, Jenny, and let's go home before the water rises. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina. Way down in North Carolina. Way down in North Carolina.
From the featured album, there's the title track, Waterbound. Alden, Patterson and Dashwood. Christina Alden, Alex Patterson and Noel Dashwood. Good voices, yes, but they also play instruments very well.
Thank you.
There's another one from the featured album, Alden Patterson and Dashwood playing a tune called The Dying Room. Dying, spelt D-Y-E-I-N-G. Here's a group called Ossian from an old, lovely old album, which I've had for many years. Dove Across the Water, it's called. Braw Sailing on the Sea is the name of the song.
On sail the morn, alas, as the bonny lass, but sad I was born, and it brought sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair. It's better being and my love's end, and Logan I were there. And when he came to her father's house at 12 o'clock at noon, this lassie being brought here dead, she wouldn't let him in.
And it's broad sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair. It's better being in my love's arms, and Ogan I were there.
And he's taken a ring every his pocket, it cost him guineas. Thank you that, my bonnie lass, and I think we'll meet.
And it's for us sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair. It's better being in my love's hands, and no
ring every her pocket, it cost them shillings nine. Same tack you that, my bonny lad, for I had changed my mind.
Better be than my own.
looking Iward and it's Batterby and my love's in and looking Iward
there. That's Bra Sailing on the Sea. That's Ossian from a long time ago. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. And here's a track from Luke Plum, James McIntosh and Ian Carr called The Arms of Sleep. The Arms of Sleep from Ian Carr playing guitar, James McIntosh on percussion, and Luke Plum leading the way there on mandolin. Fine musicians all. How many shanties do you know from the West Indies? Here's a four-piece female group from New York City with a rowing shanty from the West Indies. Rowing shanty? Yes, indeed it is. You'll hear the word blackbird in here, and that refers to whales.
Oh, the blackbird get up,
aye-ya.
She breaks her tail,
aye-ya.
And the white bird get up,
aye-ya.
She do the same,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Emelina,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Girl can go with me,
aye-ya.
Will the white bird stand up,
aye-ya.
She shakes she tail,
aye-ya.
And the blackbird stand up,
aye-ya.
She do the same,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Emelina,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Girl can go with me,
aye-ya.
Will the captain cry out,
aye-ya.
What mercy when,
aye-ya.
And the front man cry out,
aye-ya.
What mercy when,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Emelina,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Girl can go with me,
aye-ya.
Wet, messy, wet,
aye-ya.
Water, feel the stick,
aye-ya.
Wet, messy, wet,
aye-ya.
When the rain come down,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Emelina,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Girl can go with me,
aye-ya.
Will the blackbird get up,
aye-ya.
She breaks she tail,
aye-ya.
And the white bird get up,
aye-ya.
She do the same,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Emelina,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Girl can go with me,
aye-ya.
Will the white bird stand up,
aye-ya.
She shakes she tail,
aye-ya.
And the blackbird stand up,
aye-ya.
She do the same,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Emelina,
aye-ya.
Sing a Madonna,
aye-ya.
Girl can go with me,
aye-ya.
The group's called the Johnson Girls. And a very interesting album called Sea Shanties and Maritime Music. And it's just what it says on the tin. A lot of songs I hadn't heard before. That one, Blackbird Get Up, from the West Indies, a rowing shanty. We'll stay with whaling, I guess, for the next song, although it's more a narrative about life on board the ship. This is Harry Robertson, who came from Scotland to Australia many years ago, lived the last part of his life, I think, in Brisbane. This is probably his best-known song, Wee Pot Stove, but there's a long introduction to it first.
I placed the enamel bucket of home brew on the deck of my cabin. The yellow fluid, barely fermenting now, had the full black bodies of prunes floating in it. Saturday night. My guest stamped into the cabin covered with snow from the blizzard that howled outside. It'd been howling for a week. None of us gave it much thought. This was winter time, Leith Harbour, South Georgia, and the factory ships and transports had departed months ago for home, leaving us behind to repair the whale-chasing ships for the following season. We did not expect mail, newspapers, or any contact with the outside, other than the official radio transmitter, for many more months to come. The squalor of the whaling station was buried under many feet of snow and to some extent hid its ugliness. Meanwhile, as host, I filled the mugs of the guests and they drank deeply of the prune juice. Oh, no vintage wine ever tasted better, if one can judge from their eagerness to refill. The first bucket thawed them out. The second started the singing, songs of all kinds, Scottish, English, Norwegian, Swedish, old songs, body songs, ditties, all sung unaccompanied. Oh, but with relish. Usually, bucket number three produced philosophical nostalgia. This intellectual condition, coupled with an acute awareness of isolation, had the catalytic effect of producing strong antisocial tendencies in most of the guests. this was a most critical time of the evening for any host. He had to evict or be evicted. Next morning would see all of us, slightly bruised, but relieved of inner tensions, crawling over the ice cake gangways onto ice-covered decks and into dimly lit freezing engine rooms to repair engines. The first job was to light the wee pot stove and get a little warmth. And so, huddled round the little stove, we would discuss the night before the essence of the brew, the quality of the singing, and what a good fight it had been. Paddy the Liar, who never let the truth spoil a good story, was indeed a treasure under such conditions. But I've also listened to men who travelled the outback of Australia paint good word pictures. Thus it was, until the return of the factory ships, the next season over, and home to Scotland, the stove was indeed the whaler's campfire.
How the winter blizzards blow, when the whaling fleets are dressed, tucked in Leith Harbour's sheltered bay, safely anchored in a breast. The whalers at the station, as from ship to ship they rove, carried little bags of coal with them and a little iron stove. In the wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps in your soul, how we adore in that wee pot stove that burned oily rags and coal. Now Fireman Paddy worked with me on the engine stiff and cold. A stranger to the truth was he, there's not a lie he hasn't told. He boasted of his gold mines and of hearts that he had won, and his body sense of humour shone just like a ray of sun. In the wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps in your soul, how we adore in that wee pot stove that burned oily rags and coal. We laboured 7 days a week, oh, with cold hands and frozen feet, a bitter days and lonely nights, making grog and having fights. Salt fish and whale meat, sausage, fresh penguin eggs a treat. And we trudged along to work each day through icy winds and sleet. In the wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps in your soul, how we adore in that wee pot stove that burned oily rags and coal. Then one day we saw the sun and the factory ships returned. I'll meet your old friend, sing a song. Hope the season won't be long. Then homeward bound when it's over, and we'll leave this icy cove. But I always will remember that little iron stove in the wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps in your soul. How we had adored that wee pot stove, that burnt oily rags and coal.
From an album called Whale Chasing Men, not whales chasing men, but whale chasing men. You know what I mean. That's Harry Robertson and the Wee Pot Stove. Nice to hear the full story along with the song, I think. We'll try some bal folk now from central France. This is a group called Topette. The group includes Andy Cutting, a fine accordionist, and Barnaby Stradling, bass player. We'll hear French bagpipes and violin and bass as well on this. Apart from those two English fellows, the rest of the group, Topette, are French. This is Bourré, Morvandel and La Lustre. Thank you.
my boy, sing row away, row. Row away, row, my boy, sing row away, row. Row away, row, my boy, sing row away, row.
Alden, Patterson and Dashwood from the featured album, which is called Waterbound. We heard Little Red Canoe, which is a rather serious reworking of an earlier tune called The Gum Tree Canoe, but it's almost unrecognisable the way they've done it. But it crops up here on the featured album. Vin Garbutt now. I haven't played much of Vin Garbutt for ages and ages. If he's Middlesbrough, I think he's Middlesbrough accent. Is almost unintelligible. This, however, ain't a bad song at all. This is called When Oppressed Becomes Oppressor.
When oppressed becomes oppressor, and the best become the worst. When the meek become the mighty, and the blessed become accursed. When the flame of faith is failing, and the light of love has died, and the fruit of truth decays upon the tree of human pride. Send me your huddled masses, cried America the free. Then from Saigon to San Salvador, the streets were filled with refugees. when oppressed becomes oppressor, and the best become the worst, when the meek become the mighty, and the blessed become the cursed, when the flame of faith is failing, and the light of a love has died, and the fruit of truth decays upon the tree of human pride. The Jew who braved the ghetto, wearing David's sacred sign, in a promised land with stick in hand, he beats the child of Palestine. The Chinese peasant army faced the capitalist gun, and their long, long march to freedom ended in the square of Tiananmen. When oppressed becomes oppressor, and the best become the worst, when the meek become the mighty, and the blessed become the cursed, when the flame of faith is failing, and the light of love has died, and the fruit of truth decays upon the tree of human pride. The world expelled the man Saddam from defenseless Kuwait. Then the torturers of Al-Sabah sent hundreds to an unknown fate. When oppressed becomes oppressor, and the best become the worst, when the meek become the mighty, and the blessed become the cursed, when the flame of faith is failing, and the light of a love has died, and the fruit of truth decays upon the tree of human pride. The Chetnik fought so bravely to fend off the fascist horde, then his sons went raping Muslim girls on orders from a Serb warlord. Will we ever learn from history? The memory fades so fast, but we're destined to repeat the sins if we forget the past. When oppressed becomes oppressor, and the best become the worst, when the meek become the mighty, and the blessed become the cursed, when the flame of faith is failing, and the light of a love has died, and the fruit of truth decays upon the tree of human pride.
Finn Garbutt with a rousing song of his own composition, I believe, When Oppressed Becomes Oppressor. Now, a track from Julie Hennigan. Julie Hennigan sings British Isles folk songs, but often American versions. This is an Arkansas version of a song called Pretty Polly, otherwise known as Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight.
Go get me a part of your father's gold and a part of your mother's fee, and two steeds from your father's stables, where there are 30 and three, 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 where there are 30 and three. She got him a part of her father's gold and a part of her mother's fee, and two steeds from her father's stables, where there were 30 and three, 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 where there were 30 and three. Oh, rise you up, my pretty Polly, oh, rise you up for me, and I'll take you to the main Scotland, and there we'll married be, 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 and there we'll married be. She's mounted up on the bonny, bonny black, and he on the dark iron grey, And they rode till they came to the salt, salt sea, and the length of a long summer's day, 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 and the length of a long summer's day. Oh, light you down, my pretty Polly, oh, light you down for me. For six kings' daughters have I drowned here, and you the seven shall be, and you the seven shall be. Take off those fine silk clothes, and fold them upon your knee, for they're too fine and too costly to rot all in the salt sea, 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 to rot all in the salt sea. Go turn your back to the leaves of the trees, your face to the sands of the sea, for it's not right and proper that a man, a naked woman should see, 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 a naked woman should see. He's turned his back to the leaves of the trees, his face to the sands of the sea, and with all the strength that pretty Polly had, she pushed him into the sea, 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 she pushed him into the sea. Oh, reach to me your lily white hand, let me hold of your apron strings, and every vow I made unto you, I'll double them over again and again, I'll double them over again and again. Lie there, you false-hearted villain, for it's what you promised me. For six kings' daughters of you drowned here, and you the king over them shall be, and you the king over them shall be. She's mounted up on the bonny, bonny black, and led the dark iron gray, and she rode till she came to her father's house, 2 hours before it was day, 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 2 hours before it was day. Don't crow, my pretty lily op, don't you tell no tales on me, and your cage shall be made of the hand-beaten gold, and the door of pure ivory, ree, ree, and the door of pure ivory. Up spoke the old man in his room so still, what's the matter, pretty Polly? What makes you talk so long before it is day, day, day? What makes you talk so long before it is day? A cat is jumping around my cage, trying to worry me. I thought I'd call pretty Polly here to drive that old cat away, way, way, to drive that old cat away. Well turn, my pretty lily up, well turn for me. Your cage shall be made of the hand-beaten gold, and hung on the green willow tree, 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 and hung on the green willow tree.
There's a lot of imagery and drowning and stuff like that in English folk song, and so many of these songs crossed the Atlantic Ocean, wandered up into the hills and became even more arcane. That's one of them. That's from Julie Hennigan, a song she calls Pretty Polly. It's also known as Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight. She was playing Appalachian Dulcimer. Haven't heard that for a while on the program. Julie Hennigan also plays guitar in the DAD, GAD, otherwise known as Dadgad tuning. And she puts out some good sounds. This is Jessica's Polka, and a tune I think she wrote herself called Procrastination Polka.
Thank you. more men than a two-ton truck can haul. Told me to my face, there's a good man's in my place. Fare thee, baby, fare thee well. Told me to my face, there's a good man's in my place. Fare thee, baby, fare thee well. Told you last spring when the birds began to sing. Fare thee, baby, fare thee well. I told you last spring when the birds began to sing. It's the last chance, kid, to be round here with me. Began to bloom. Fare thee, baby, fare thee well. I told you last June when the flowers began to bloom. You can't do no better, another good gal can take your room. Now heist up your window, baby, let your curtain down. Fare thee, baby, fare thee well. Up your window, baby, let your curtain down. Now you can't tell, it may be some joke around. Put on your nightgown, baby, let's we go lie down. Fare thee, baby, fare thee well. Put on your nightgown, baby, let's we go lie down. It's your last chance, shaking in the bed with me. Told me last fall you didn't have no man at all. Fare thee, baby, fare thee well. Told me last fall you didn't have no man at all. Now you got more men than a two-ton truck can haul.
Bruce Molsky. Well, we heard from Julie Hennigan just a little while ago playing dadgad guitar very nicely. Well, there's some red hot blues from Bruce Molsky's album Soon Be Time. That's Fare Thee Well Blues. Soon be time for me to leave, but I do have some time left, so I'll play another one from the featured album, another unaccompanied song. We've heard versions of this on the program before. It's called Starry Crown, but here we have Christina Alden, Alex Patterson, and Noel Dashwood.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Well, I met old Satan down the lane, ooh, and I hit him in the head with a walking cane, ooh, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown
over there. Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Well, I got no skeleton, I got no lid in the ash case, tastes like shortening bread. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Ooh. Well, I got Satan through the door, ooh, and I hit him in the head with a 2x4, and ooh, I'm gonna wear that starry crown
over there. Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Well, I got no skeleton, I got no lid in the ash case, tastes like shortening bread. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Well, ooh, I ran old Satan round the stump, ooh, and I gave him a kick with every jump. And ooh, I'm gonna wear that starry crown
over there. Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Well, I got no skeleton, I got no that shortening breath. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Well, I met old Satan down the lane, and I hit him in the head with a walking cane, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Well, I got no skin and I got no lid, and the ash case tastes like shortening bread. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Starry crown from Waterbound. That's our featured album today on the program, and that's the last track we'll hear from it. It's almost the last track we'll hear on the program today, but it isn't, because this is a couple of tunes from Hudson Swan and Steve Lawrence. This tune we're hearing at the moment is The Amalgamation, and Amalgamation is the name of their album. They'll move into the High Ground jig in a little while. That'll be it, folks. I'm done. Thank you for your company today, and we'll do it again soon, I hope. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station, Website cumorgy.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.